following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher of KLMJ Hampton and Joe Benedict of Keokuk Daily Gate City. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator, thanks. I just wanted to get an update from you about the latest on the negotiations with the White House over the aid package for the different countries as well as the southern border. Anything new to report today?
I don't think there's much negotiation or conflict on helping Israel or Ukraine. I think it all deals with some sort of an agreement, which I think makes sense about protecting our border, because President Biden is not enforcing the laws, and we have a brand new record number of people crossing the border in the last week. And you can't let that happen. And so we need a compromise to control the border. And that negotiations, I'm told, isn't going so well. I hear negative comments from the Democrat negotiators, but positive comments from Republican negotiators. So I just can't give you a very definitive answer, except nothing's been reached. And if there isn't something reached in regard to our own border, and we seem to have concern about the border of Israel and Gaza, Russia and Ukraine, we've got to have the same consideration about our own border. So I wish I could be more definitive, and hopefully before the end of the week, you have a better answer to your question, but that's the best I can do. Joe.
There's been some conversation about a national school choice bill based on Iowa's school choice bill. Would you support that? And would that be a federally funded thing or be state funded?
I think it would be a tax credit through, like one time I was able to vote for a Cruz amendment that allowed 529s, which are set up for children and grandchildren to go to college, for that money to be used for homeschooling, charter schools, or religious schools. And I voted for that, so I think that tells you where I'm coming from. But I don't think it'd be direct appropriation out of the federal treasury. And I don't think we ought to have a direct appropriation out of the federal treasury for that. Brian?
Senator, your thoughts about the situation in Israel and Hamas right now, what concerns you, and do you foresee this ending anytime soon?
Well, it happens that I was getting off of the plane today. I had a passenger from Iowa who, as I was going through the ramp as you go into the concourse, taped me on this very subject saying, "We need a ceasefire." And the only answer I gave was, obviously he's very much a Palestinian advocate. I said, do you realize that if 3,000 Hamas people hadn't crossed into Israel and killed 1,200 Israelis, that there would not be anybody being killed today? And he didn't have an answer for that. He just simply said, we got to have a ceasefire. And he left me because he probably didn't like the answer I gave him. So I think that the best answer to your question is, I can understand why Israel's trying to protect itself, and it ought to continue to protect itself. And the extent to which not upsetting Israel's efforts to protect itself and to get the Hamas under control, we ought to get as much humanitarian aid into the Gazans as we can. Joe?
You recently noted 20 years of Medicare Part D and said we need more competition to bring down drug prices. How do we get that competition to grow?
I think I would make everything that PBMs, the pharmacy benefit managers, whatever they do is very opaque. Nobody knows how they arrive at rebates, how they arrive at prices, how they put which drugs on which formularies. And we ought to know that. We ought to know it to protect the consumer. We ought to know it because the federal government is the biggest purchaser of drugs under Medicare and Medicaid and the veterans programs, and we don't know what the impact they have. And when they have rebates, do you as a consumer benefit, the local pharmacists, the PBMs, or the pharmaceutical companies, or the health insurance companies? We need to know that. And so the legislation that I'm co-sponsoring would make that public information, and with transparency, you get accountability. Brian, go ahead.
You recently talked about private equity ownership in American hospitals. What concerns you about that, and what can be done?
Well, it isn't only hospitals, it's nursing homes as well. And I think if you're going to hold people accountable, you have to know who owns them. And when private equity is investing in these institutions, you don't know, and how do you hold them responsible? And we found out a lot of places where private equity owns, they're bought for profit, healthcare goes down, and our first concern ought to be, because Medicare and Medicaid is a big payer of these programs to protect the patient and to make sure you protect the taxpayer, we need to know who we're dealing with. And we don't know when private equity owns them, and that's what we have a right to know. Joe, yours is the last question.
All right, as we prepare to enter a new year, what should Congress's top priorities be?
Well, I would say a farm bill, because we didn't get a five-year farm bill done this year. And then when we get back, even before the farm bill, we got to get government appropriations done for the rest of the fiscal year through September 30th. I think those are the top priorities. Okay. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brian and Joe, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.